Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of A Caring Life, a life in nursing and what it's taught me about compassion and community, written by Keith Cox and Grant Jones and read by Aunt Neat. While I have travelled the world, lived overseas, met a future king, greeted premiers, consoled the prime minister, stood side by side with medical pioneers and met other famous people, I will always be a humble country boy at heart. My parents, Bill and Pansy Cox, married in the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Gunning, New South Wales, in 1934. Dad was a cabinet maker by trade and grew up in Sydney, in St. Peter's. Mum, meanwhile, was from a farming family, and her dad managed Boorowa, a property on the southern tablelands of New South Wales, while she worked as a cook and governess. Dad moved to the area and turned his trade to building houses, and later built St. Silas's Anglican Church, which still stands on the fringes of the bleached blonde hayfields of the Breadalbane Plain. After they met, fell in love and married, the young couple, with two kids in tow, bought a two-bedroom railway fettler's cottage in Cullerin, then a speck of a town between Goulburn and Gunning. This is where I was born. They named their new home Fabry, after their first-born girl, Faye, and first-born boy, Brian. But many more children were to come. After Faye was Coral, Dawn, then Brian, Ronnie and Judy. Mum had me when she was 38. Loretta at 41, and baby Vincent came along when Mum was 44. In the end, of the nine Cox children, only six of us were ever living at home at any one time, because as each new child was born, one of the older chickadees, as Mum called us, was ready to fly the nest. I fondly recall that nest in Cullerin as a large house with many rooms, which Dad was constantly adding to. Our patch sat below the verge of a hill, in a dip, just after the railway crossing. The cottage was on the edge of a thin ribbon of land sandwiched between the old Hume Highway and the main 630-mile train line connecting Sydney and Melbourne. The road was a treacherous stretch of tar, which was then well known as the deadliest in the state, and the railway line seemed so close that I'd swear the spirit of progress was passing straight through my bedroom, leaving a plume of diesel smoke on its way to Albury.